Welcome to Friendship Files!
I cannot believe we are here.
Me too.
Like, how are we doing this right
now? I'm so excited. I cannot believe we're live right now.
No, we're literally live right now. You guys, we have been dreaming of doing this for so long.
For so long.
And the fact that we're here with microphones in our hands.
Like, it's a dream.
What are we doing right now?
I don't even know.
Okay, so this is episode one, file number one, whatever you want to call it.
And we're calling it a folder of us.
So good, baby. Inside of this file, we're going to be talking about our friendship story. We're going to be talking about why we're doing this podcast, our vision for this podcast.
Yep.
And also, we asked our friends and families to send in some questions, so we're gonna answer those at the end.
We're so excited. But a little background on us. We are two girls that just moved to Nashville. We're both in our 20s, and currently we're doing basically everything together, from living in the same room, traveling with work, and literally just doing everything in Nashville every single week, exploring the whole city. And we really wanted to document this season for us on a podcast.
Yeah. I feel like our heart for this podcast is to document our friendship. I know that we have been friends for a long time, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've personally never had a friendship quite like this before.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Lord placed on our heart a while ago that we should do this. And we didn't fully know why. We didn't fully know, I think, where this would go. But I think our biggest heart for this is literally just to document our friendship.
Yeah, I think document, and another thing we've been thinking about and just praying through before starting this is just, I think just the power of words. We've both just had a lot of conversations together and with other people where we've just realized words have power, and ultimately this podcast is us doing that, just displaying the conversations we've had in private, the conversations we've had with other people, and just the thoughts, the wisdom we want to share. I know another heart and a vision for us for this podcast is having guests. Just being able to hear their story, the things the Lord's taught them, and just being able to encourage and pray over them on the podcast too. So I know that's another pointer of what we want this to be.
Yeah, I feel like another one too is like, for everyone who doesn't know, we talk. I feel like our friendship is talking.
From like 5 a.m.
Genuinely,
to like,
our friendship is talking. We talk. I thought when we moved in together, I was like, there's no way this is going to keep going. And yet we are staying up until 5 in the morning, 2 in the morning, because we literally do not want to go to bed.
We don't want to go to bed. Like, I'm like, Ella, I do not want to roll over. I want to keep talking and laughing until like 3 in the morning.
And I feel like it's just time that some of these talks are documented.
Absolutely.
I firmly believe that our life is a testimony, our whole life. I feel like the Lord has really revealed to me and you. He has put us through the same seasons, feel like.
The same very seasons. Similar timing, too.
Way too similar of time.
I'm like, wait a second.
Wait a second, Lord.
If
hold
something's
on.
Happening to her,
it's
like,
gonna happen to me in probably 5 weeks. But
totally.
I feel like the Lord's in our 20-something years of life. I feel like the Lord has put us through so many different things, and I feel like when He does that, it's for a purpose, and the purpose is to share.
Totally.
To share with people, and what a better way to do that than a podcast? I feel like, for full disclaimer, we know nothing. We don't know it much. We're in our 20s, but we have gained some knowledge. The Lord has put us through a lot of ups and downs. The Lord has put us through different friendships, relationships, trials, tribulations, mountains, valleys. And I feel like it's all been for a purpose.
Absolutely.
And I feel like on this life when He does that, in this life when He does that, I feel like the only purpose is to help other people.
That's
and whether
so
that's,
good. Oh my word.
Whether that's your mom, Sherelle, whether that's
your mom,
my mom,
April,
whether that's whoever that is, I feel like we want this podcast to be a place of sharing, to be a place of encouraging, to be a place where we share our life stories, what we've learned, and if that impacts a bug or a person, whoever it impacts, like, we want to share it.
I know. I think on that note, too, like, the Lord takes us through things, and I think whenever we keep them to ourselves, we can't grow from it even further. Like, there is a law in the Bible, and it's all about sowing and reaping. And I think whenever we have a testimony ourselves, it's to bring glory to God, but also it's like that testimony is a seed. And whenever we plant it and other people through sharing, it only grows more. Wow. It only grows more through other people. It only grows more through us because we get to share.
Yeah.
And I think that's a whole thing that we've talked about a lot is like just that idea of what seeds are we planting in people? What seeds are we planting in life? Because we know we're going to reap the harvest of that when we share. And so I think for this podcast, that's what it's all about, is we want to share what little we've learned in this life. It's not maybe a whole bunch or other like other people's, but it has been a journey for us, and we want a place to document it and share.
Yeah. Oh, we are just so excited, you guys. Like, the fact that we're even here.
I have butterflies.
I have butterflies, too. Like, a lot of butterflies.
I'm like, is it prom? Is it prom day?
It literally feels like prom. I feel like we were getting ready today, and I was literally just so nervous.
Same.
Why? Because we've never done something like this. We're used to us sitting in our beds,
our
across
pajamas
from each other, buns, pimple patches, the full nine yards.
Yeah.
And now we're...
And now we're here.
And now we're here.
On the porch.
In front of a camera. So I'm a little nervous, but I think the first thing we want to preface is like, we don't know everything. Take everything we say with a grain of salt, but
totally.
Most importantly, we want to share our friendship. We really
do.
Yeah,
I think
we
honestly,
really do.
We really, really do. And I think to just finish up the vision and the heart for the podcast, we want in 20 years from now, wherever we are at in life, we want to be able to look back and say, that was our early 20s. That's what we were like. Those were the things we were learning. And be able to share that with our kids, our future families, and be able to talk about that in the future of what were the memories we were making at 21, 22, 23.
So good.
And where are we at now? Because ultimately, like we just kind of shared, we've been on a journey the past few years.
A journey.
And that is just the first few years of our adult life.
Wow.
And so
give it to me, girl.
And personally, so interested to see where we will be at in just 5 years,
me
10
too.
Years.
Me too.
And to be able to have a space where we're like, that's file one. That was a folder of us. That's file two.
That's file
Who
one.
Who knows where that'll be. You'll have to wait and see for file two, but... I just think it's so special to document. So wrap on heart and vision is this is a place. These are the folders of our life.
Ooh.
And we want to share it with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes and amen.
Take us to the next place, Ella.
I'm taking you. Okay, so we, like I said, we ended up doing Q&A where we asked some of our family and friends to ask us some questions.
Totally.
And we're only going to answer a couple because...
Ooh,
I feel like there's so much we want to talk about.
We could probably talk on here for longer than you'd listen. For potentially 20 hours, 24 hours straight.
20 hours.
We could definitely go for that. But
oh, yeah.
We'll save you the time and wrap it up in a little hour today. But
we'll save you a little time.
We'll save you a little time.
So we're going to touch on just a few questions, and we're just going to let the spirit move. We're going to let things go.
Amen.
We're going to let ourselves talk.
Yeah.
It's like we're right back in our beds.
So what is this?
Hand it to me, girl.
What is this season you're going into? Tell us all about it, girl. Give us the RRR.
Wait, we have to explain what RRR even is.
Oh, my word. I forgot that they didn't know yet.
Yeah, they literally don't even know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so RRR is something we started probably a few years back, and that stands for Raw, Real, and Rated R. So that's like preface anytime before we're like going deep, saying something that might be out there.
We're just gonna be real. We're just gonna be so freaking real.
So real, girl.
What season is God bringing me into?
Oh my goodness.
I think I could talk about this one for a whole podcast.
Totally.
But we'll try and summarize her a little bit. Okay, well, first of all, I moved from where I was living in a couple... First of all, I moved from a place I was living in in less than a couple of weeks to come to Nashville. We know not many people here, little to maybe none. Started a completely new job.
Wow, a lot of change.
A lot of change, a lot of newness, and a lot of uncomfortability.
Totally.
And I think God, I think I'm entering into my season of growth.
Whoa.
I'm like not in growing in terms of tallness. I am 5'4" and strong. We both are.
So strong.
So strong. We are so strong, girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I feel like the Lord's calling me into my season of growth, and here's why. I think I was so comfortable where I was living. I think I was so comfortable with the people I was living around, living with. I was so comfortable with my community, and I loved it. Yeah. I loved being comfortable. Who doesn't love being comfortable?
Right? Everybody does, yeah.
And I think the Lord really pressed on my heart, like, I have more.
Ooh.
Ooh. I love how I keep hitting her.
Give us more.
I'm hitting her.
I like it.
I feel like the Lord was like, I have more for you.
Yes.
I have more I want to grow in you. And Here's the thing. The Lord can only grow more in us when we are uncomfortable.
Ooh.
And that's what's
Say
hard.
That again.
I'm going to say it again for you. Okay. The Lord can only grow things in us when we are uncomfortable. And I think he's like, Ella, we need to sit here. We need to set the tone.
Ooh.
The tone. We like setting the tone.
We do.
I think the Lord isolated me the first week or two being here, being like, this is what I want for you.
Yeah.
This is what I'm dreaming for you in this season. This is what I want to bring out of you this season. And I know this sucks. I know right now you're taking the baby steps into an uncomfortable season, but I promise you, like, the vision I'm getting almost is of oil and how in order to get oil, you have to press. And the Lord equips you, and the Lord gives you people around you who are going to do it with you. And that's where Mackenzie comes in. We are going through the exact same season, exact same workload, exact same navigation of this new life. And I feel like the Lord was like, Ella, I'm going to take you to Nashville, and I'm going to take you with Mackenzie. And I'm going to make sure that you guys do it together. Why? Because we were never meant to be in this life alone, live this life alone, or go through anything alone. Amen, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know what I would be doing going through this season alone. I feel like the Lord placed me in like a really season of being alone right before I left to Nashville. And those moments were so pivotal.
Totally.
And now I'm in a season of uncomfortability, but with so many people around me that are embracing it.
Amen.
And also, like, uncomfortability doesn't mean like you feel weird. Uncomfortability means you are doing things that you haven't done before, and you are stepping out of your comfort zone.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
So good. We are stepping out of our comfort zone with faith. We are stepping out of our comfort zone with doing this podcast. We are stepping out of our comfort zone with being here in Nashville, where we've never even been here. I didn't even visit before.
No, she had never been to Tennessee
been. And I'm already seeing the amount of fruit of obedience coming from this. And to wrap up at least my season, at least like where I'm going with this, is I feel like following the Lord is hard. And I'm just going to say it because people don't say it. Following the Lord in your 20s is hard.
Yeah.
But man, is it worth it. And it's so the only fruitful way to live. It's the only way to live is with the Lord. It's really the only way.
Totally.
And I feel like following the Lord is hard. Why? Because he told me to come to Nashville when I've never been here. I didn't know what was for me here. I didn't know if I'd like it. But following the Lord is trusting blindly.
Amen.
Right? Because we can't see God. Right? We can see God, but like with our physical eyes, can we see the Lord?
No.
Not really. Yeah. So we have to follow blindly. And that's where faith comes from. Faith is following without sight, in a way.
So good.
And so following the Lord sometimes is hard. And I think I think I really learned that this season. Like, Lord, what do you mean you want me to take me to Nashville? What do you mean you want to get me up from where I'm comfortable and take me into a place where I literally don't even know what's there?
Totally.
And I feel like the most beautiful part of following the Lord is you just have to trust. But I can promise you, and I don't know who's listening right now, but I can promise you, you will never trust the Lord and he will never fail.
Absolutely.
Ever. Ever. And I think sometimes there's doubt. I think I was on the plane here and I was like, Lord, what if I hate it? Lord, what if it's sticky? What if it's gross? What if I don't like it? And you just have to trust. And it's crazy because I've trusted these past 2 months. I've only been here for like a little bit. And look at what the Lord's done.
He's already done so much. And honestly, I just feel to say right now, like, I have gotten to see, and I am the only one really who's gotten to see every single behind the scenes moment for you. Whether it was at night, whether it was early in the morning, whatever moment it is. And I feel like the Lord just so strongly wants to remind you, like, he is so delighted in you. Like, he's so delighted in you. I think out of everyone I know, like, you draw to this secret place. And I know we've talked about this a lot, but I think something and, like, a word that's been spoken over Ella multiple times is, like, she's such a Mary. And, like, you draw near, like, on your hands and knees and go before with such a childlike faith, blindly following and just being like, Lord, what do you have today? Like, what do you have today? Or today was hard. Like, what do we do?
Today was hard.
And I think together, like, I have seen Ella do that. That's made me want to do that more. Mm. But ultimately, together, we've seen in this last month, like, when days don't look like what they thought, you would might think they should that day. Or a tough moment happens that kind of throws you off. Or maybe it was the best day ever. Every single day, we are supposed to give glory to God, highs and lows, mountaintops and valleys.
Amen.
And I think exactly what Ella's saying, uncomfortability is never fun in the moment.
No.
It's not like the hardest day ever happened a few days ago when we were just like, woohoo, this is the best
literally
time.
Literally, what person wants to be uncomfortable?
You can't name one.
I can't name one.
But here's the thing.
Give it to me.
Every single person, I'm like, I'm going to give you the thing right now.
Give me the thing right now.
The
what is it?
The thing is, on the other side of the uncomfortability, the fruit that comes from obedience is worth it every single time.
Amen.
Why? Because only God knows where you're going. Only you can do, all that you can do is see your feet and where you're going the next step. But God sees your whole path lit up.
Wow.
And he sees your future. And I think one thing we've realized is with this uncomfortability, it's like, all we need to do is draw near. When we draw near, everything's clear. Everything that was foggy, that felt uncomfortable in the moment, that brought our spirits down, like, is now lit up because of the Lord's light and his clarity and his peace that comes when you draw near. But I think, I think drawing near is the biggest tip whenever you're uncomfortable, because whenever you don't, you're doing it in your own strength. But I think along with the uncomfortability and the growing season, like she was talking about, I think back to 4.5 years ago. I'm like,
take me back, girl.
I'm going to go on a little story
time. Take me back to my good college days.
A little story time.
Take me back. I'm scared for this story time. I'm like, what story are you about
happening.
To tell?
She's like,
I'm
going to
give you a story time, y'all.
We met 4.5 years ago at church.
Bring it back, girl.
I was at the coffee cart.
Ella
came in. She was probably uncomfortable that day because it was her first week in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Came to church alone. Like, what girl does that? Only Ella. Only Ella would do that. Comes to church. She's all smiles. She comes up to me, and we just hit it off immediately. But the point I'm getting at is after that meeting at church that day, we followed up. We stayed in contact. We started hanging out, and we built a friendship. But if we were not obedient in that moment to be like, okay, something happened there. That was the Lord leading us together. Let's steward this friendship. Where would we be now?
Bring it.
Where would we be now?
Bring
probably
it.
Not Nashville, Tennessee. Probably not on this porch. Probably not with two microphones
in
our
hand. Oh, my word. That was so good.
Ooh. Ooh.
The obedience to the Lord leads to fruit. And not even that. That was so good. I actually have goosebumps all over
goosies,
my physical.
Goosies. Like,
we say that a lot.
We say goosies all the time.
We say goosies a lot. And I was talking to Mackenzie right before when we were getting ready today. And I literally was just like, who would have thought? I can't imagine seeing the Lord's point of view of our life.
Yeah.
Because who would have thought meeting at church the first day? It was my first week in Arizona. First church service. I was so nervous. This smiley country loving girl comes up to me and is like, hey girl. And I'm like, hey. And ever since then, it's history.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing is, how beautiful is it for the Lord to look at us meeting that day and see this moment? Because he sees these moments. We have free will in this life. We have free will. I could have stopped texting her. I could have stopped talking to her. I could have been like, you know what? I'm too busy. I'm sorry, I'm too busy. Life is too busy. I can't keep up with this friendship.
Yeah.
I could have been like, you know what? I'm not going to go to Nashville. I'm scared. I don't want to. It's too uncomfortable. Sorry.
Yeah.
And yet, imagine the Lord seeing us meet that day and seeing this moment right now.
Wow.
But we have an option, always.
Yeah.
He goes, I see what the fruit of this friendship could be.
Yeah.
But it's up to them.
It's up to them to
it's
take it.
It's always a choice.
Where
it's
we're going to go.
It's always a choice. And we're not perfect. I can't tell you the amount of times me and Mackenzie have been on the phone crying, but on the phone in the valley, underneath rocks.
Underneath the
rocks. Underneath rocks. And I think this goes perfect into just a little pointer of how good of community you need to have around you. Because there has been times I didn't want to be obedient. There have been times I was honestly like, Mackenzie, I don't even know if I should come to Nashville. I'm scared.
I know.
I'm scared. I know there's been so many moments where you've looked at me and been like, Ella, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I like, and the beauty of having godly community around you, the beauty of having good community around you helps those moments of being obedient so much easier.
Yeah. Because it strengthens you in those moments.
Like
where
a little, like a little.
It's like in that moment, I know exactly. Like, there's so many moments I can literally think of right now. They're like firing through my brain of like, I'm like, Ella, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel lost. Like, I don't even know what's next. And every single time, what did she do? She spoke truth. She brought me back to the word of God.
Mm.
She prayed over me. She encouraged me. And it's like, that's all I needed.
Yeah.
I didn't need, it's going to be okay. Like, I needed a love, the only people of God can show. And that's on godly community.
And that's on godly community.
Period.
To say one last thing about that.
Comma.
It all, I'm like, semicolon real quick. I'm like, wait, continuation of the sentence. Something also I'll affirm in Mackenzie really quick is her obedience to the Lord makes my obedience so much easier. We try and wake up every single morning and spend time with the Lord.
Totally.
Raise your hand if you've woken up and not wanted to do that. Raise your hand if reading your Bible sometimes is literally like, ugh, I don't want to do this at
all. I don't want to do this.
It's actually the last thing I want to do. I'd rather just scroll on TikTok for 5 million hours.
Totally.
And yet I wake up and I see her open up her Bible. What am I going to do? I'm going to open up that freaking Bible. Because the thing is, your obedience inspires me. And having a friend who is also obedient, having a mom, I know our moms are
crazy
obedient godly to women. The Lord. Having moms who are obedient, friends, boyfriends, husbands, whatever, their obedience
inspires
and it makes you want to be more obedient.
Wow.
It makes you want to be more obedient. And that's, I think, a great way to wrap it up is like, how to be obedient in a time when you don't want to be. How to be obedient when you're in a valley. How to be obedient when you are uncomfortable. You surround yourself with godly community, good community, people who are obedient, people
Amen.
Who inspire you.
Yes.
And you also trust. You trust in the Lord.
Amen.
You trust in the Lord and you draw near, like
That's
you said.
So good.
So what season do you feel like the Lord is bringing you into?
Whew, that was so good. I feel like I need a breather
after
that one.
I feel like we need to drink our... Can you tell them what we're drinking right now?
Oh my gosh. Let's take a little break and talk about a fun fact for Ella Mackenzie. We, number one, are obsessed with Alani's. And Ella taught me this fancy little thing where you add cold foam to the top. And it's literally life-changing.
It is literally life-changing. I would say our favorite flavor is orange dreamsicle. There is something about the orange dreamsicle with the vanilla cold foam
Ooh.
That actually makes my body have a firework.
Amen. It is so good.
It is so
literally
good.
From heaven. Heaven sent, if you will.
It is sent from heaven. I believe the Lord placed that in our life Ooh. For a reason because we probably have about one or two a day.
Yeah, it's bad. We'll work on that later.
Yeah, that's between us.
That's between
us.
All of us. Okay, what season
We'll
work on that later. I'm like, I don't know if I want to give it up yet. But if you will, maybe I will. Okay, what season am I going into? Wow.
What season, girl?
I think I could hit on so many things here. I think
hit
ditto on the uncomfortability, but...
Ditto on that.
However, at the same time, which is so interesting how the Lord can be doing multiple things at once in our hearts, right? But...
Right.
Right.
So good.
So good. I think for me right now, I am just realizing in so many ways... I truly am living in the fruit of my prayers. And it's
wow.
so like tender even saying that because there have been things I've prayed for that haven't come to fruition, but then there's those things that do. And it's just like, wow, God, like how are you so perfect, so detailed, so intricate in every single way from the job I've prayed for. I've wanted to do event planning since I was so little and eventually through different jobs found out I want to do corporate events. And what happened? God opened a perfect door to do that and we get to do it together.
Yeah.
We have wanted to live in the same city. So we lived in Phoenix together for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after that, we haven't been living in the same city for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we visited each other, we were like, why do we not live together?
Mm.
Why are we not in the same city? How are we going to do this long distance friendship thing forever? And I've been praying for that. we've been praying for that, and now we get to see it. And that it's Nashville, a fun country city, yeah. is so much fun. Ella put it perfectly. This is literally our Miley Cyrus dream summer.
Literally.
Like
us with the horses in the field.
Us with the horses in the field, with windows tree. Down, tree on our porch.
Tree on our porch, like, big
this
tree.
This is beautiful. Like, this yeah. is absolutely beautiful. And in every single detail, God was there.
Mm.
But I can also look back and see the prayers it took along the way, the fasting. Ella Ooh. And I did a 24-hour fast. And oh, it and flipped our life upside down.
Actually flipped our life upside down. If anyone wants a full podcast on fasting, we will give that to you. There is something about denying your flesh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here we go. Ooh. There's something about denying your flesh and saying, Jesus, all I need is you. Ooh. All I need is you to survive. And there's a certain level of discipline and obedience that obedience. Fasting gives to the Lord, Amen. Where I feel like it expedites your prayers.
Yeah.
It expedites answers. And we did a 24-hour fast.
And here we are.
And here we
are. Literally here we are.
It literally flipped our whole entire life upside down.
Yeah.
And thank you, God.
Literally, thank you, God. I think that changed everything for us. I can say, I can look back and there was prayers, there were moments of intercession, but that was the point. That was the point where it all changed. So I think in short, the answer is I'm living in the fruit of my prayers, and it's wow. a beautiful time. And I would say I would love to expand on the idea of, like, it was not always like this.
Ooh.
We have been through the valley. Through the valley. We've been through.
We were under the rocks of the valley. We've been on the mountaintop and fallen off.
We have been all over. We have basically
like a snowball.
Backpacked, like, if you will.
Backpacked.
We've
backpacked from the valley to the top probably 7 times.
Absolutely. Together. We have. Together.
In our pink backpacks.
With our glitter pin.
With our bows in our hair.
Absolutely we have. But to get to this point, I want to share that, like, there is a process. There is a process to the fruit of our life.
Mm.
Not every season is summer where it's abundant. There is fall where it's kind of dry. There is winter where it's barren. There is a spring where it's like you start to see some fruit.
Wow.
And we've been in all of them.
We have.
To get to this place.
Yeah.
And something that I wish someone would have told me in those, like, winter periods.
Give it to me.
Is summer is coming. But it's what you do in those winter periods. It's what you do when no one's around.
Seasons are constantly changing.
Seasons are changing, but what are you doing with them? I think in those winter
so
times,
good.
Like, where it's so hard to be like, okay, today I'm going to be obedient. Today I'm going to be encouraging. Today I'm going to live life to the fullest whenever it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Those are the seasons. Those are the times that it takes to get here. To the fruit of our life, to get to that summer season. And so if you feel like you're in winter right now, that is okay. Number one, don't think there's something wrong with you. I think know that there's seasons of life, and we have to be okay with that.
Yeah, seasons are constantly changing. And I just want to, like, hit on that because I feel like she's literally hitting on the craziest point and something I wish people talked about. I feel like people look at life in general. I love how I keep grabbing this. I'm literally like, I feel like people look at life in general and think it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. I feel like people look at life with the Lord and think it's sunshine and rainbows. I feel like people look at friendships and think they're all going to be sunshine and rainbows. I feel like people look at relationships with family, relationships with husbands, boyfriends, whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be sunshines and rainbows. Newsflash, it is not. In summer, there can still be rainy days.
Ooh.
And that doesn't mean the season has changed.
Yeah.
It just means that there's a change of weather.
Absolutely.
And I know that right now we are in, I feel like we're in our season of summer.
We are.
But man, can I tell you that
it's
even in these past 3 weeks, there's been rain. There's been moments we don't want to get out of bed. There's been moments I've looked at you and been like, girl, I just need a day.
Yeah.
I need a day to, like, reset. Like, how has life gone
so fast? It's real life.
But here's the thing. The Lord brings the rain. But you can't sit with your umbrella when it gets sunny out. You can't.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think the best encouragement I can give people, I just feel this so strongly on my heart right now, is there are seasons of life. Like Mackenzie said, there is summer, there is winter. How are you preparing mentally, spiritually, and physically?
Yeah.
But not even that. Even in the summer, there's going to be rain. Even in the winter, there's going to be some sunshine. But don't let those moments, those days, that week of rain, don't let it affect your season.
So good.
And don't let it change how you are.
Amen.
Don't let it change what you're doing. Right?
Absolutely.
I think that, tell them about some habits.
Ooh, habits is a good one. I think
you're the queen of habits. Let me tell you, this girl is the queen of habits.
I think for me, habits ground me. Period.
Period.
When there's
period exclamation point.
When there is transition, when life is changing quick, when the bad days, the rain comes, what grounds me is habits.
Yeah.
And the number one habit is going to the Lord. Number two is any routines that ground you. For us, that's sometimes a nice outdoor walk, a nice incline walk, a workout, trying a new workout class.
We love an incline walk.
We do. We really do. And that's what grounds you in those seasons. And I think no matter whether you're in winter, summer, spring, wherever you're at, you need to have things that stay the same no matter what
season. Don't change your habits.
No matter what season you're in, whether you don't feel like it or whether it's the best day ever.
Girl, I just got goosies.
Keep the habits going. That's my encouragement. But I think with the seasons of our life, we have to know, like I was talking about earlier, sowing and reaping. I think in the seasons of life, currently we are in the harvest, but there's also uncomfortability. No matter where you're at, what are you sowing? What are you sowing for the next season, for your future? I think wherever you're at right now, identify your season. Are you in summer, spring, winter, fall? Where are you at? What season is coming
next?
Are
you in a transition season?
Are you in transition? And what are you doing to prepare you, to equip you? What's your obedience look like now to get to the next?
Amen.
Period. Period on the seasons.
Period,
girl.
On the seasons. Wow, that was so good.
I'm going to do a look at this.
I don't even know where my note cards went. My note cards literally fell.
Okay, we're going to bring it home with probably my favorite question on this whole entire podcast today.
Something so important in a friendship, in a relationship, in a family.
Amen.
Is calling each other higher. Is bringing the life out of each other. Speaking life over each other.
So we're going to talk about one quality out of each other that's our favorite. And I'm going to start, and I'm so excited.
If I start crying, just turn it off. Neil.
Literally turn
this
it
girl,
off.
This girl, genuinely could get me going 5 seconds. I'm so scared.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me start with, there is literally a million and one things I could say about Ella. There is so many things that she's incredible at. First of all, she's gorgeous, but has an even more beautiful heart. And, but today, for the sake of the podcast, we're going to choose one. And
for the sake of the time.
For the sake of you guys.
For the sake of you guys, because
I know. We're going to choose one. And mine today is really how deep and raw you are, but our friendship has become because of that in you. I think you are the most real person I've ever met. In every room you go into, you are Ella, and it shines. It shines everywhere. But I think at the same time, you are also so deep. There is so many layers to you. I would say more than an onion. There are so many layers to this girl. I find new things every single day. And it's so beautiful. Every single layer comes with a new strength. And with that new strength becomes new actions that you do in your life that bless those around you.
Wow.
And because of that and you, our friendship is the most raw, genuinely, RRR, all the time. Raw and deep. Like, there is so many things that happen in this life. And you are someone that I know, no matter what, I can come to you and be like, Ella, it's a rough day. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not okay. And there is not going to be 1 ounce of judgment, 1 ounce of criticism. Her view is not going to change of me. And all of those things speak to who she is. You are so pure, so kind. You see people for the core of who they are, not maybe what the surface shows. And I think the depth of our friendship has made me so much of a better person.
Wow.
It's allowed me to explore areas of my heart and my life and the things that have gone on and be able to process externally.
Process
probably too much.
Debrief, we process everything.
Debrief too everything. Much, probably. But because of your depth and your rawness, it's given me and our friendship a space to explore things I never would have by myself. I would have never realized things about me and this life in general without you creating that space in our friendship and without you being that person. She is literally your go-to girl. If you're ever having a problem, she will sit, she will listen to you for hours. She'll speak life and encouragement. And yeah, my favorite thing about you is your depth and your realness. It's invaluable. My word.
Actually, this is the reason why I'm so happy we are recording our friendship and our life.
Yeah.
Because, wow.
Ooh.
On my hard days, I'm going to replay that.
Amen.
I'm going to make that my alarm.
Ooh, that's a good
one. I'm like, ugh. Good morning, world. Okay. I don't even know where to start. One, you make me a better version of myself. Mm. I think Mackenzie, anyone who knows Mackenzie loves Mackenzie. Anyone. Anyone who knows Mackenzie doesn't want to let go of Mackenzie. I feel like Mackenzie lives her life at 100% every day. And she inspires every single person around her. I've never seen someone so driven, so goal-driven, such a dreamer. I've never seen someone who's such a doer, someone who has dreams and does them, someone who's encouraging, someone who leaves the 99 to find the one, really. And I feel like you just make me such a better version of myself. I feel like every day I'm with you, I want to go harder at the gym. I want to go harder on life. I want to do more. I want to be better. And that's all I've ever wanted in a friend. A friend who actually makes me unrecognizable than the person I was 2 months ago. Oh my and goodness. You've done that. Oh. Living in close quarters with Mackenzie has made me the best version of myself. And we're only 2 months in. And that's what life is like with Mackenzie. And I know everyone knows it. I know her family knows it. I know her friends know it. Is being just in proximity to Mackenzie, you naturally become better because of how much she pours in. But you become better and you feel more inspired just because of how she lives her life.
Wow.
I've never met someone who's so disciplined and yet so gorgeous. And also the realest girl. She's so real. And there's not one ounce of her that's not her. She's her. But what you see is what you're going to get.
RRR.
Also, for a second thing with her, which I know.
Oh, you're going round two.
Baby, I'm going to go round two. I'm going to go round two, but it's our favorite thing we talk about. And I think we both do it for each other. But I think you taught it to me.
Oh, gosh. What is she about to say?
Mackenzie literally taught me how to be a friend. Let's start there.
Oh,
Mackenzie literally taught me how to be a friend, how to be a daughter, how to be a daughter to the king, how to be a good girlfriend.
Ooh.
Which I'm single right now, but but when that comes to be, she has taught me well.
Yeah.
And I've lived life where I've tried to water other people on my own source. I always run out.
Yeah.
I've lived a life where I've gotten a source of water from the king, and yet your water never runs out for people.
Yeah.
So I would really encourage you as well to, one, always have the Lord be your source of water, but two, use it. He doesn't just give you water to just water you, and that's exactly why we're doing this podcast. He gives you water to water everyone.
Yeah.
Because it's overflowing. Absolutely. It's never ending. And I would really encourage you to use your water. One, which we could talk about forever specifically.
Yeah.
Use your water for certain people. Have discernment in who your water needs.
Yeah.
But give it out. Give it out to everyone. We're all meant to be beautiful flowers. We are.
We could totally do a whole podcast on that too.
We could do a whole thing
on
it.
I feel like we talk about that every day, just that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of a wrap on all our questions today.
Yeah.
We're just so glad you guys came to listen. If you've made it this far.
If you've made it this far.
If you made it to the end.
Send us a message.
Yeah.
And say, we made it to the end.
But thank you for listening. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a wrap on Friendship File 1.